I've been reading David Grossman's astonishing novel, Sea Under Love, for more than a month, fighting it off with swords and sticks and second thoughts. I'm too busy for a Moby Dick in which the whale is Hitler, a devouring metafiction that tells me how to think and write about the Holocaust, that reimagines simultaneously the death camps and literature itself, that somehow arrives by fairy tales, ghost stories, encyclopedias, Kafka, and nervous breakdown at the quality of grace. Grossman, a young Israeli writer as ambitious as a Gunter Grass or a Dostoevsky, ends up by seeming to forgive the Nazis. I'm not sure he has the right. We must never for a single moment forget to have mercy, says one of his characters. Otherwise, we're no better than they are. May their names be blotted out. Is this really true? Or does it merely wish away evil with a piety? If so, the piety's at least hard-earned, after every narrative strategy conceivable, after a nightmare deconstruction. This is what's left over once history's done its worst. Meet little Mamak, a child in Tel Aviv in the 1950s. His parents won't talk to him about the camps. He thinks of the Nazi as a beast in his cellar, to whom one feeds Jews. Then there's Mamak's great-uncle Anshel, who once wrote adventure stories for children, who survived the camps, but whose witness is unintelligible, a sinister gibberish. Mamak will grow up, after a bout with madness, to become a writer. In Poland, at Gdansk, he talks to the sea. The sea tells him of Bruno Schulz, the great Yiddish writer murdered by the Nazis. He then imagines his great-uncle Anshel in a death camp. He is also imagining, like Cynthia Ozick in The Messiah of Stockholm, the lost manuscript of Bruno Schulz's masterpiece. Anshel, according to this imagining, survives in spite of himself. Like Scheherazade, he tells fairy tales every night to the Nazi commandant Nigel, in return for which, every night, Nigel shoots him. The bullets bounce off. The tales Anshel tells are based on his adventure series, The Children of the Heart, about superheroic kids living in the Warsaw Zoo who grow up into an anti-Nazi resistance movement. In turn, the real Nazi Nigel pretends in letters to his wife that Anshel's stories are his own, that there remains to him some decency. Nigel's consumed by Anshel's characters. He wants himself to belong among them. And these characters let him. Finally, while the reader's deciding whether to buy any of this, Sea Under Love turns into a glossary, an encyclopedia of the Holocaust, in which Anshel's characters are mixed with Grossman's characters, including Mamak and Anshel, abolishing narrative itself. All that's left is a prayer. None of this would work if Grossman weren't so adroit at speaking in tongues, if he hadn't put on the skins of all these ghosts to haunt us in the silence of our thinking about evil. Great literature, of course, is more than a confidence trick, although it's always at least a confidence trick. And I'm not sure I'll know for years whether Grossman's brought it off, whether this magic act may even be a masterpiece. But I do know now where he got the courage for his sympathetic portrait of the Palestinians last year in a little book called The Yellow Wind. He's imagined one way, his own way, out of hate.